Well, hi, Audio Boo. It's Matt, aka The Luggage, on here. And it's about 20 to 6 in the morning on the 11th of September. So it's another early boo. I'm not going to do a long one because I've got things to do this morning. But I just had a thought about the App Store. I was just in the App Store updating a couple of apps. And as I hit the update all button, I suddenly thought, you know, these apps could become broken from an accessibility point of view, a voiceover user's point of view. These updates might break accessibility. And I thought, wouldn't it be good if you went to an app that you had updated to the latest version in the App Store, instead of the normal buttons, if they had like a rollback version, so you could roll back to the previous version of the app that you had. Because then if something did break for you, you could roll back, or, and it wouldn't just apply to voiceover users either, because sometimes apps, developers bring out an app and it's something's broken in it and it doesn't work properly, and they have to bring out another version a few weeks later. And if it's an app that you particularly rely on or use a lot, it'd be quite good if you could just roll back to a previous version. I mean, Windows does this with driver software and stuff, so I don't see why Apple couldn't do this with the App Store. They'd only have to keep their one version earlier than the current version, wouldn't they? So it's not like they'd have to keep an endless pile of versions around. I know you can kind of do this, because if you update an app on your phone and it doesn't work, as far as I know, you simply just delete the app from the phone and then connect to iTunes on your computer and resync, because it will have the previous version of the app that you had. So, well, that presupposes several things. It presupposes that you haven't updated to the latest version on your iTunes as well, and it presupposes that the version that iTunes does have in storage is the version before the one that's broken, as opposed to maybe several versions ago. Because if you're like me, you may not actually connect to iTunes very often. I don't actually, because I don't really use much of the iTunes capabilities. All my music and everything, I don't even use the standard iTunes or Apple iPod player at all. I use a combination of other software because I prefer different formats to the ones that Apple supports natively. So I use Good Player, and I use File Browser, and I have been known to use Downloads, and all of these support different file formats, the WMA format in particular, and also some of them support Ogvorbis as well. Particularly Good Player is good for that. I don't connect to iTunes very often because I don't need to. I don't sync all my music that way. And Apple are right, you know, in what they say, that you don't really need to connect to iTunes these days, because even to do a software update for your iOS, you don't have to do that through iTunes anymore. It does it all over the air. So, you know, if I look at, say, Good Player, for example, which is the app that I've just updated, the version that I have stored on my iTunes account is probably not the previous version. It's probably like maybe a couple of versions ago. So downgrading to that version wouldn't be sensible, because then you wouldn't be able to get the one between the two, which had the nice updates. You'd only be able to roll up to the latest version, which is, you know, could be the broken one, if you see what I mean. So I think that Apple should definitely put a rollback feature into App Store, so you can roll back to the previous working version. And that's that, really. That's my thoughts on that. Anybody agree? Let me know. Catch you later.